Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you this hour here on WWGH Radio Getaway Friday. The guest for the next 5 minutes, and has been the guest for the last 2 hours, Taylor Myers, here this morning doing a project for school. And we're kind of going to sum up everything that we've talked about in the last 2 hours. And then after that, I have an interview with Ted Williams, which I did in Columbus last Saturday. We taped it. That we're going to play this hour. So you'll listen for the interview with Ted Williams that we did in Columbus this past Saturday. We talk about the pandemic. 10 years. I mean, he's the man who invented the viral video 10 years ago. The anniversary is coming up the beginning of January, and we talked to him about that. And he takes the Proust questionnaire that's in Vanity Fair every month. I think it's Vanity Fair. So it's an interesting interview with Ted Williams coming up here in about 5 minutes. Now, Taylor, so what have we learned? We talked about the pandemic and the protests, the two Ps. In regard to your generation fixing these problems, what is going to have to happen to achieve all this?
Well, the thing with the pandemic and the protests, the big Ps, it's not something that you can just fix right away. It's not something that'll just go away on its own, really. There's a lot of different things that go into trying to solve these sticky wickets.
Isn't that a much better term, sticky wicket?
Yeah, I like it a lot better than wicked problems. I'll have to tell my professors about that. but I think that just the thing that needs to be done, like the first step, I think, is education and talking about it. And even like with the pandemic, there's a lot of people that are uneducated, and I'm not going to say that I'm like extremely educated on the pandemic. There's a lot of things that I don't know about the pandemic, but I think that the start is people knowing the basics and people actually doing some research, because there's a lot of things that if you knew about it, it would be, I think it would be easier for everyday people to be able to not necessarily fix, but fix.
And as far as the protests?
I think that protests will continue to happen, and I think that peaceful protest does work, and I think that in some instances, violence is what it comes to, but I think that protest has been a tool for making change. I think it will continue to be a tool for making change.
Violence will continue. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Violence will be a tool that will continue to make change.
I think that like there are some things, like a lot of protests are peaceful, but I think that they're like certain, some become violent. And I think that peaceful protest works better, because then there's less things for people to give backlash on. But I think that sometimes people get to the point where they start violence. But I think that protesting in general is a tool that will continue to be used to make change.
Now, today is the last day of class for you.
Yes, right? I'm so excited.
So, now, which school do you go to?
Ohio Wesleyan.
Ohio Wesleyan. Your major is?
Zoology.
Zoology. Your dream job would be?
Honestly, I don't really know. I kind of want to work with reptiles and move to Florida.
Like, sit in an office with reptiles, or work in a cage with reptiles?
I don't know. Kind of like, maybe like, kind of like rehabilitate reptiles that are like injured and sick and stuff. So I mean, I guess essentially be a vet, but like not be a vet.
Well, it sounds like you've got it planned out.
Kinda.
Now, does talking about these social things, does that mean anything to you in life? Does that ever make you think about psychology, sociology, philosophy, society?
Yeah, I like talking about things like this, because it's very relevant for everybody today. So I think it's useful to get like everybody's input, and also to like even like maybe say something that might like change someone's view on something or like change an opinion. Like even like I said, like just talking about stuff can reach people that you don't even know.
Yeah, final question today, and we're going to have you back because you'll be out of school. You'll be here in town. You're going to come back. We'll do a year wrap-up show. We'll bring some other people in who we've had on. It'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But in the end result, why can't we, no matter how people feel about the pandemic, no matter how people feel about protesting, which are the issues we broached this morning, mm-hmm. why can't we get along? Why can't I have one opinion on it and you have another opinion on it? And we can't be friends, we can't talk, we've got to yell at each other. Why can't I hear your opinion and go, okay, I hear what you're saying, I don't feel the same way, but I get what you're saying? Why does that never happen?
I think people are just so quick to jump to, like, assumptions and conclusions, and I think that a lot of people, like, when they have their own opinions, they close off anything else, and they don't even want to listen to what other people say. So I think it just, I don't know, it's hard to talk to someone when their mind is already made up.
Do you think society will change in that way? Do you think we'll become more open-minded, as it used to be called?
I think so, because I think there's a lot more people, like, in my generation and probably in the generations coming that are more open-minded. And so I think that if we're more open-minded, we can teach our kids and our grandkids to be open-minded. So I hope that that's how it would work. But I mean, I guess we'll have to just wait it out and see.
Have you had fun?
Yeah.
How old are you?
19.
People wanted to know. 19 years old. So there you go. All this knowledge at 19 years old. And again, agree or disagree, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. Much like peaceful protest, freedom of speech, mm-hmm. freedom of the press, right to bear arms at this point, we are entitled to our own opinions. Mm-hmm. Not your own facts, but your own opinions. Taylor Myers has been the guest. As I said last week, I went to Franklin County, and I interviewed the man with the golden voice, the man who started the viral video, and we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that in early January. Here's my interview last Saturday with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, a dear friend of mine. Here we go. This is Scott Spears in Franklin County, Columbus, Ohio. It is the season. Tis the season. WWGH Radio on the road. And when we come to Franklin County, there's nobody we would rather visit than our dear friend, who is just about in a month to celebrate 10 years since his viral video, since he really invented the viral video, and it swept the world. Our pal here in Columbus, Ohio, Franklin County, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, one of the best personalities ever in the history of radio. He goes by the golden voice, but much more than a voice, a talent, a brain, a perspective, and an all-around great guy. Ted Williams, here we go.
I love this man. I owe you $1 million for every intro this man has ever given me, you know. And yes, you are on my turf now. You're in Franklin County. You're in Columbus, Ohio. And it's good to see you, Scott.
Good to see you, Ted. All Always right. a pleasure. Now, Ted, what I thought we'd do, we've never done this.
Okay.
And I thought at the 10-year mark of your, how do you refer to it 10 years ago?
I call it my divine blessing.
The blessing.
The blessing, yes, absolutely.
Really quick, just so people remember, take us back 10 years ago, what happened?
Sandy went a highway corner here in Columbus on 71 in Hudson over by Cruz Stadium. Now it's map-free stadium. But to make a long story short, I was there for about 18 months, standing there and just panhandling like most homeless addicted people do, you know what I'm saying, addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so I was standing there, and my sign said, I have a gift of voice. I'm an ex-radio announcer who's fallen on hard times. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, and God bless. Well, a lot of people would come up, Scott, and they'd read it halfway through the sign, look at the light had changed, and they were gone. So there was a gentleman from the Columbus Dispatch, Doyle Chenoweth, who took his heart and his camera to bind and video me saying, "When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening," and that video ended up going viral. I've been on the Today Show, Good Morning America, and the CBS Morning Show, and it has been truly, truly a ride. I've been on Dr. Phil, I've been on Wendy Williams, Monique, Steve Harvey, The list goes on, you know. It ended up on Dr. Phil, who in return sent my girlfriend and I, Kathleen, to two of the most nicest treatment centers, drug and rehab treatment centers that money could buy. He spent over $180,000, Scott, for us to become sober. I've been sober since.
And here we are. Does it feel like 10 years? Does it feel like a decade?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really feel like that, you know, because I'm... People look at me like it was only yesterday. You know, people come up, can I take a selfie? Can we, shake hands and hug prior to the COVID-19, so to speak. But, people just like it was yesterday. You know, nobody says, how long is it? No one has ever asked me, how long has it been? It's always they think that it's been just a month ago, 2 months ago.
How will you celebrate the 10-year anniversary?
How will I celebrate? Well, right now my girlfriend is going through some health challenges, so I'll just celebrate it as another year of living. You know, I turned 64 in 2021. I never thought I'd make it this far, you know, but I did. And, you know, I've got a few little challenges going on, but I'm going to get through it like I always do.
You pull through.
Pull through, that's
what,
right.
What advice would you give to somebody who is facing hard times? How do you get through them?
You stay strong. Keep your faith. The faith of a mustard seed, the Bible says, moves mountains. And I'm sure everybody has a mountain or two or a hill to get over, you know. And so if you do have those things going on in your life, just hold fast to your faith. And that's what I did. I stood there on that highway corner. I had no knowledge of the fact that someone was going to come by and video me or have a video, a viral video, or any of those things. I just kept faith in God that one day something would change for me. Otherwise, I just stood there, you know, with no hope, no nothing. I did have hope. And so that's what I want somebody who's facing challenges of those nature, of that nature, addiction, homelessness and all. Hey, keep the faith. Keep the hope alive, you know. I don't want to sound like Jesse, you know. Oh, Jesse Jackson, keep the hope alive.
Now, Ted, what I want you to do here, because we are taping
this. And I love Jesse Jackson, by the way.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
he's been a guest on the show.
Yes.
Love Jesse Jackson. But during this COVID, because we are in the middle of the pandemic, I want you to, pull the mask off just for a second.
Yeah.
Off your ear just for a second. And just to show people, this is what people should be doing. I mean, we are here. You know, we have been tested. We're okay, but we're not near anybody here in the restaurant.
That's right, that's
you
right.
have to social distance.
That's right.
What did you make of Franklin County going purple?
You know, there's so many thoughts that I have, and I don't want to. I just want to pull out a few of my thoughts. First of all, just one. I found out that hospitals get $14,000 per patient that is tested positive for COVID-19. Now, I've been in prison before, and the state gives prisons $30,000 per inmate that is, sentenced to go to prison. So, that, how you doing there, young lady? I love Burger King. No, I just can't. But what I wanted to say was, I thought it was a kind of, let's get this hospital some money. We're down in the dumps with money. You know, every person that probably comes up with just a flu symptom, you're COVID positive. You're COVID, you know what I mean? Just to get that 13 grand allocated for, you know, COVID patients. Now, that was my first theory. Then secondly, now that the election is over, let's put the panic in the pandemic, you know what I mean? And just to go that instant from moderate admissions of COVID positive to overwhelming, you know, people, everybody that's coming in, the admissions is, you're COVID positive, you're COVID, you know, that kind of thing. I was like, something's flaky here, but who am I?
When we look at this right now, hospitals are close to being overrun. What do you think about when you hear that? Having a loved one who is not feeling well right
That's
now.
That's right. And she's a high risk. You know, she's in a nursing home now, going through therapy, walking, and she's COVID prone, so to speak. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to name the facility, but there was three or four admissions that came in COVID positive. And so I was very worried about her. And then, you know, people are, I don't know what it is in me that I bring out that in the average person who seems to forget about the danger of COVID. But whenever you've got somebody that just walks up to you, hi, can we take a selfie? And no mask on, no nothing, no social distancing. They're breathing all over me, you know. But I've learned that, you know, because I don't like to live in fear. I don't like to live in fear, Scott, because that's what it seems like the devil wants us to do. Walk around living in fear. Don't touch that person. Don't hug that person. Don't, you know, let that person breathe around you and all of that stuff.
I want to talk about, we're going to do this thing, Vanity Fair. Anybody who's read Vanity Fair knows about the Prowse questionnaire, and I'm going to tell you about that, and then we're just going to run through it, and this is going to be a lot of fun here at the holiday time. Okay. And we're also going to tell people that Ted Williams has a new item coming out this holiday season.
Yes.
Autographed ornaments, because so many
autographed people, Christmas tree ornaments.
Ornaments. And some are golden. If you want a golden ornament, you can have a golden ornament.
You'll handle all of that.
I will handle all that, and you can have a green one or a red one or whatever you want, but if you want the golden one, you can have that as well. Okay. Your autograph. How many times in 10 years would you say you've been asked for an autograph?
Well, God, I mean, if I was to give a number, I'd say a thousand or more, you know.
But never on an ornament.
Never on an ornament. I've signed T-shirts, I've signed hands, I've signed money. Somebody gave me a $20 bill, said, would you please just sign this? I want to keep this 20 for the rest of my life, and this, that, and the other. But I've never signed a Christmas ornament. That's going to be fun, because Christmas is my favorite time of year.
So look for those specials and announcements. You will see those very soon.
Sure.
Now, in the last 10 years, before we get to the Prowse questionnaire, give me the best moment and the worst moment in this decade.
Signing with the best moment was going on the Today Show with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira. That's the best of this 10 years, going on that show. The worst is signing with an attorney that I had no knowledge of his, knew nothing about him prior to signing on, and he just raped me, you know, literally financially, not physically, but financially raped me, and that's the worst time. But I'm a strong man, and I know I've done a lot of things to probably have perpetuated some type of what they call karma. Yeah, so I just left it alone, and I don't, but this man raped me of over $375,000 by posting me up in a condominium in Dublin, Ohio. I won't mention no names, Brett Adams.
Well, Ted, I just want to say this, because I want to dispel a myth here that's been going on for a long time. Everybody thinks you have a lot of money because of this viral video in 10 years. Explain the money situation. Explain what it's been like financially. You just did a little bit.
I have a very dear friend of mine who has come into my life in the past 5 years, who has been keeping me afloat. I do have another manager, which, you know, he negotiates contract agreements and so forth, but none of which my current friend David Jones has done for me. I'm my bills are paid, you know, I'm not really hurting, I'm not starving or nothing. But I'll just leave it at that. I do have a place to, I got a roof over my head, so to speak.
But you're not a millionaire.
No, I'm
which
not
is,
aware,
that's
aware
what people. But we're continuing with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and we're going to do something we've never done in 10 years of doing interviews with this man. I've been through a lot of managers and a lot of interviews with this man.
Yes, you have.
And he's the best. But we're going to do the Prowse questionnaire, which appears in Vanity Fair every month. Now, the Prowse questionnaire was a parlor game devised by Marcel Proust, who was a
French
novelist, essayist, who believed that in answering these questions, an individual reveals his or her true nature. Now, here we go. We're just going to run through the questions, and whatever comes to Ted's head, he'll answer. So let's we'll get back to the golden voice here.
Yes.
Ted Williams with the Prowse questionnaire here in Franklin County. Ted, what's your idea of perfect happiness?
No worries. No worries whatsoever.
What is your greatest fear?
Birds.
Why birds?
I had a bird fall in my hair one time, and it couldn't get untangled for nothing, and the flaps of those wings up in my ears just resonate. You know, just the thought of a bird. That's how I felt. All I could hear was, and I'm desperately nervous to hold him and pull him out or whatever, so I just ran around like an idiot.
No birds.
No birds.
No birds. What is the trait you most dislike in yourself?
My giving. I mean, I don't dislike it to a point where, but I give. I love to give. Give, give, give. I'll give everything until I have nothing. And, you know, some people say it's a fault of mine or whatever, but I'm going to use it this time as a trait that I need to back off of a little bit.
What is the trait you most dislike in others?
Stinginess. I hate stingy people.
Which living person do you most admire?
That I most admire?
Most admire. Living.
Yeah. By name?
By name.
By name. I don't know. I like that new, that I most admire by name. Man, that's a hell of a question.
That's a tough question. Yeah, this Marcel Proust knew what he was doing back then.
Yeah, who is by name I most admire? Joan Crawford.
Who's Jim Crawford?
Joan Crawford.
Oh, Joan Crawford. Right, yeah, why Joan Crawford? Because she's dead, isn't she?
Yeah, she's
dead. So we need a living person.
Living I'm person. Sorry, okay. Matt Lauer.
There you go. We know Matt Lauer. That absolutely.
I don't care about, there's been allegations of everything about many other celebrities and all. It hasn't been proven. Then on the other hand, Bill Cosby, bless his heart. I was going to say Bill, but,
he's fallen on hard times.
Yeah.
Hard times. What is your greatest extravagance?
I bought all my kids a Gucci purse. $1,000Gucci purse, which the purse was only this big, for $1,000 in Hollywood, California.
What is your current state of mind?
Loose.
Can you elaborate on that one a little bit? Loose.
It just goes from one thing to the other.
What do you consider to be the most overrated virtue?
Give that to me in a little layman.
Most overrated virtue, like thoughtfulness, kindness, things that are a virtue. Honesty.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
On what occasion do you lie?
When necessary, no. on what occasion do I lie? When I feel that it's going to hurt someone. I feel like I won't lie, I'll just deviate from the truth.
That's a good way to explain it.
Yeah.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
My long chin. It looks like Jay Leno. I love Jay Leno, but I don't want to look like Jay.
Which living person do you most dislike?
Which living person do... Oh. How far is this going to be aired? living person that I dislike. My former attorney.
There you go. What is the quality you most like in a man?
The vain qualities.
Which is a quality you most like in a woman?
Feet.
Feet.
I love women's feet.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a foot man.
Which words...
He's like, leave my boots alone.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Which what now?
Words do you most overuse? Or phrases? Do you say a phrase a lot?
Do I overuse the faith of a mustard seed? I overuse that sometimes.
Who or what is the greatest love of your life?
My children, my ex-wife, and my current girlfriend.
When and where were you the happiest? When and where were you the happiest?
In South Padre Island, Texas, when I was going through drug rehabilitation.
Why?
Because I was on the Gulf of Mexico. Man, it was blue water and... Oh, that was beautiful.
It beats Franklin County in COVID in December of 2020.
Yeah.
Which talent would you most like to have?
Become a ventriloquist.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
My weight. I want to gain weight.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Being number one in a market in radio broadcasting was my being number one for four consecutive books.
That's the love of your life, is it not? Broadcasting?
Broadcasting, radio broadcasting.
To this day.
That's right.
If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
As a person or thing?
Either one.
I'd come back as a lion.
Where would you most like to live?
California, if I could afford it.
What is your most treasured possession?
My dog tags from the United States Army.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
Homelessness.
What is your favorite occupation? I think we know.
Radio broadcasting.
What is your most known characteristic? I think we ought. Well,
my voice.
Exactly.
My
That's voice. Not hard for this one.
Yeah.
What do you most value in your friends?
Honesty. And I only have a couple friends, and one of them is over here today, Mr. David Jones. But honesty and humor.
Who are your favorite writers? Do you have a favorite writer?
Yeah, Terry McMillan. And, you know, and James Baldwin.
A great, great writer, speaker, and performer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who is your hero?
My hero?
Your hero. Do you have a hero in life?
No. My hero. My mom and dad.
Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Historical figure? Oh, God. Doc Holliday.
Why Doc Holliday?
Well, because he shoots from the hip and he tells it like it is.
What's your favorite name?
My favorite name?
Favorite name.
Desmond.
What's your greatest regret?
Hiring that lawyer.
How would you like to die when that day comes many, many years
from now? In my sleep.
What is your motto?
My motto is, but through it all, I gotta be me.
Gotta be you. When you arrive on the pearly gates of heaven, what do you want God to say to you as you arrive?
Ted, you tried. You tried.
Ted, I want to talk about something because when you were on, and that's the end of the press questionnaire,
okay.
But when you were on with us last time, we touched on this a little bit and we got so much response on it.
Okay.
I want to do it here on video for people who might be watching this on YouTube or anywhere else.
Okay.
You revealed that you have dealt with depression.
Yes.
Tell people, because so many people right now during the COVID holiday season are dealing with this.
Yes.
Tell people when you first realized it. And that you had this, and what it felt like.
Well, the isolation itself kind of veered towards me understanding that something was wrong. I just didn't want to be around people, you know, and my mood swings were terrible. One day I'm happy as hell. The next day I could care less about getting out of bed, you know, finances. I start looking for things to take away from joy and happiness, and I just didn't find anything to be really grateful for on mankind's way, but I always thank God for another day of living. But it's just an awful feeling, and I really do feel like I suffer from some type of clinical depression, you know. It's a terrible feeling.
How do you deal with it?
Try to just do the reverse. When I don't feel like getting out of bed, get out of bed. When I don't feel like laughing or nothing's funny or I can't go to my favorite dining spot because my money is a little, you know, just find something cheaper, you know, try to do the opposite of what you're feeling. Try to make yourself feel aware that this is what you're feeling and you want to do something different.
You talked about Christmas being your favorite time of the year. Why is it your favorite time of the year?
Well, it was a chance for me to get what I wanted on Christmas. Some of the things that I've been praying for, hoping for, wanting, and begging my family for, and then I knew on Christmas some one or two of the things may come out of the list, but I always got a chance to give to. I always got a chance that if I got five G.I. Joes, I could give my friends a few G.I. Joes.
When you look at this time we're in right now, in the COVID, in the pandemic, it's going to be a rough holiday for a lot of people. What advice do you have for them?
Well, just acknowledge that there are people working on the cure for it with the vaccines and all. Know that it's not going to last forever. We got to go back to normalcy of some sort. But just try to obey as you can, as you see fit. Don't live in fear whatsoever, because that would just take away from your joy, your happiness, and it'll get you kind of depressed if you've got to be so bottled up with fear that you don't want to touch this person. Your family ain't even worthy of a visit, and because of the fear that is instilled in all of that.
Ted, just before we wrap this part of the interview up, and it's always so great to talk with you. It's a fascinating subject, because 10 years ago, I remember waking up one day and seeing this video on all the news channels, local and national. You really invented the viral video. That's a big accomplishment.
We
hear that word all the time now.
I look at it on Wikipedia, Google or whatever, and they say the first viral video.
You invented it.
Hey.
you are this guy. So saying that, what we all remember from that video is you holding that sign, that vision, the camouflage jacket, you and the sign. If you were writing something on a sign today, what would it be? 10 years later,
I've accomplished some of the things that. I'm writing a new sign.
New sign.
By standing out there.
Yeah, what would you be...
A God-given gift of voice. I'm an ex-radio announcer who's fallen on hard times. I wouldn't change a thing.
Wouldn't change a thing. Now, because it is the holiday season, and don't forget, you're going to want to get your Ted Williams Christmas ornaments. Look for that spot here very soon as the holiday season progresses. But we're going to end with a nice little Christmas song here. Okay. The quickest one we got, which is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open
Fire. And where do we start? At the top?
We're going to start at the top. You ready? Ready to go here, Ted?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung quite wild
by a choir,
and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Am I going right?
You're going right.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child...
is going to cry to see if
reindeer really knows how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple wish
could be phrased for kids
from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
The man with the golden voice.
I love you.
My pal, the one and only. Don't miss him coming wherever you will see him. He is the absolute best. WWGH Radio here live in Franklin County.
And that was my interview with Ted Williams that took place last Saturday in Franklin County. Thank you, Ted. Ted has always been so good to me over the years, and I can't thank him enough for coming on last week. All right, here we are. We've got 8 minutes left in this hour. Now, I did want to let everybody know the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker was supposed to move to Friday this week, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m., but the pastor is under the weather a little bit. I talked to him this morning, so he won't be with us this morning, but we'll start that next week. Now, all that being said, that means we will do the Family Feud next hour, and possibly during the 12 o'clock hour, too, because we've got 2 hours left this morning. But we certainly thank Taylor Myers and Ted Williams for coming on this morning. Now, does anybody have anything to say in regard to Taylor and Ted? Give me a call, because we haven't opened up the phone lines at all this morning. So now would be a good time to do that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will get you on the air. Would love to talk about any of these subjects. And again, you can send us a Christmas card. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a card, please include your return address. and we will send you a card back. And we have already gotten a couple cards, and we appreciate that. And it's going to be a great holiday season. I can feel it as we head into this holiday season of 2020. It's been a rough year for a lot of people. A lot of people facing some very trying times, there's no doubt about it. But I think overall, together, we will make it through together. And that's how this will all be accomplished. So that is that. Oh, by the way, I had a great time last night. Went out and had dinner with Charlie's wife, Jeannie. Had a great time out at their house. And it was fun to reminisce and talk and had a great dinner. And Jeannie made the cottage cheese whipped cream Jell-O dessert that I like, and Angie was there as well, Charlie's daughter. So we just had a great time last night, reminiscing and laughing and having a good time. And I think during these times, you know, you have to do it in small groups because of the pandemic. But if you can get together in small groups like that and have fun and laugh, that's really what the holidays are all about. And that was a lot of fun. And Jeannie gave me a box to look through that I have not gotten a chance to do yet, but I'm going to do it because I got home kind of late last night. But I'm going to do that today when I get home, so I can't wait to look through that box of memorabilia and pictures and things of that nature. I look forward to that, and it's going to be a fun weekend. You know, I have had so much fun over the last few weekends going different places. I'm not sure yet what is going to happen this weekend. I'll tell you something, though. I had the most interesting conversation last night with Jeannie and Angie when I was having dinner with them about how people's, you know, it's a weird thing because we put these Christmas trees up and we put all these Christmas decorations up, and probably the month of December is the month we are gone from our houses more than any other time. We're out shopping, we're going to dinner with people, we are having work parties, although I don't think that's going to happen this year. But that's normally what we do, so we don't spend as much time as home as maybe we would like in the month of December looking at these Christmas trees that we go to great length to make look beautiful or colorful or whatever we make them look like. And, you know, it's almost fun sometimes just to sit at home, turn the Christmas tree on, because it does get dark so early right now, about 5 o'clock, and just enjoy your surroundings. Enjoy the Christmas time. Put some Christmas music on. It is that time of year. I rally so much against starting the Christmas season early. You know, I don't like that putting the tree up and the lights up and all that before, or playing the music before Thanksgiving. But once Thanksgiving's over, I think it's great. I think it's a lot of fun. And we are in that time right now. Also, want to let everybody know that coming up next week, I think we have a lot of great Christmas guests lined up. Things we do every year here on this station to celebrate the Christmas season, and even during this pandemic, during this COVID, we will continue to do those traditions that we do every year via telephone. So those will start next week as we get full bore into the holiday season. And I think some of the Family Feud that we're going to do next hour will even revolve around the holiday season. So some of our Family Feud questions will deal with Christmas. And maybe this entire month when we do the Family Feud, they will all deal with Christmas. I don't know if these will be easier or harder. I was looking over some of the questions earlier, and it's kind of interesting because I think some of them are easier than some of the past Family Feud questions we've done, because we all know Christmas so well. But then there are some questions that you really have to know a lot about the holiday itself to get right. So I think some questions might be easier than the typical Family Feud questions, and some questions might end up being a lot more difficult than the typical Family Feud questions. But we will start that next hour here so don't go anywhere. And then next week, the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will move to Friday, 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. every Friday from its Tuesday spot where it used to air on this station. So don't miss that. It's always fun to be with Pastor Whitaker. So here we are. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say, Taylor was great in hour number one and two this morning. I thought she touched upon important topics, the pandemic, protests, things as we look back on 2020 that we certainly are going to remember quite a bit. And Ted, as I said, is always great. And he, you know, when you're around Ted, you really learn about optimism, because this last decade, since he was discovered through the viral video, has had tremendous ups, but there also, as you have heard, have been tremendous downs. And he has weathered all those and is still here a decade later and still going forward. And that's kind of what we all have to do. You know, we all have to push forward no matter what problem we're facing, whether it's illness or death or any unpleasantness in our life. What we really have to do is just go forward. There's really no other direction we can go. There's really no other thing we can do. We've got to go forward. There's... The best saying I think I ever heard was, we don't control what happens to us, but we control how we respond to it. And I think that's probably right, because you can't control what happens to you, because the only person you really directly control is yourself. So whatever happens to you happens to you, but how you respond, you control 100%. How you react, how you respond, and what you do is always in your court. And this time of year, the holiday time, if you haven't talked to someone, if you've had some unpleasantness with someone, it doesn't mean you have to be best friends. But there's nothing wrong with reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, you know we haven't talked in a while, but I just want to wish you a happy holiday. I hope everything's great with you. We'll have a little more time on our hands this year, not doing the normal things that we have done every Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and New Year's. So we'll have a little more time, and maybe we should look into taking that extra time and placing it in good deeds, in other people, in things that maybe will make the world a better place. You think a lot of times that reaching out to somebody doesn't make the world a better place, but do you know how many times I've heard people say that I never expected to hear from that person, and out of the blue, they contacted me and had something nice to say, and it totally turned around my day. That can happen. We're going to break. We're coming back in 15 minutes.
Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT.